It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we go into the coup de grace, the final hour of love on a Thursday. I'm Pharrell with Carver High in New York City. Good to have you with us on Sports Grid. It's Schmider to be on Sports Grid. Your boy, Jerry Reinsdorf, who fired me once in the middle of a game at Ed Smith Stadium in Sarasota. Holy cow. The Chai Sox. Hello, everybody. Anyway, he's selling a chunk of his team finally, and there's a deal in place for what? Like 9 years from now to sell the whole thing?
Well, it's kind of a complex deal that he's made here. Now, remember something as we talk about all this. Jerry Reinsdorf is 89 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, as we talk about this. So Reinsdorf has begun the process of potentially selling the team to billionaire Justin Ishbia. That sounds familiar. Of course, Matt Ishbia is the owner of the Suns, and this Justin, his brother, does have a piece of the Suns with him. So Justin Ishbia, also a billionaire, they came to terms on a long-term investment agreement, which could see Ishbia take over the team anytime between 2029 and 2033. So I guess how it works is he's getting small pieces of the team, Scotty, over the next few years. And then in that window, the option will be there for Reinsdorf to sell him the controlling stake of the team, the majority of the team. So it's kind of a wordy legal situation with it. But I would suspect, especially with Jerry being, as I just mentioned, 89 years old, I would suspect that sometime down the line, the Ishbias will control the Chicago White Sox as well.
Yeah, it seems like that's pretty obvious now. So, and listen, the guy, I'll give you this. This guy, he gets maligned like no other, but he brought the Bulls 6 titles with Jordan and company and Phil. And then he won the World Series with the White Sox. So you can say whatever you want about him. He's won championships in Chicago like no other. There has never been anyone that's won like Jerry Reinsdorf in Chicago. And you could even argue and lost like Jerry Reinsdorf in Chicago. But Jerry Reinsdorf has paid tons of players tons of money and tried to win at the highest level in the NBA and in baseball. And there's just no arguing that.
No arguing that at all. According to Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball is going to propose the automated ball and strike challenge system for next year, 2026. Now, you remember, Scotty, they did this in spring training.
Yeah.
When the guy didn't like a call, you know, you do it a little tap on the helmet or the pitcher gives the call and they can look at it up on the board.
Right.
Looks like they want to bring that in for next year.
Why not? I think the umps suck.
Yeah, I think the umps suck too. So why not? Anything that can maybe help those guys out, because they need all the help they can get. They stink. So go ahead and do it.
I mean, their strike zones are ass. Let's get real here for a second. I mean, watching these guys call balls and strikes every night is torture.
And also, you know, it's every night's, you know, every guy's got a different interpretation of what a strike and a ball is. Whereas with this system, it's very cut and dry when you go to the videotape. And you see the box there. All right, best and the worst money line teams in baseball. We look at this every week. Of course, remember, this is going into today. Some of these teams obviously either have played or have lost already today. Tigers, plus 9.4 units. The best in the business coming into today. Nationals, Guardians, Cubs, and Cardinals. The worst, obviously the Rockies. The A's are trying to catch them, although they're going to get a unit back today. Orioles and the Braves, of course, they already lost, so they're also even further in the hole than that 14.4 that's up there.
Like, you know, so the Orioles have been winning, so I'll believe it if they start losing again that they're a team you should just bet against. But right now they've, what, won five, and they're winning games, and they're winning series, and they're playing well, so let's see how that goes. But there's no denying the Rockies and A's have been atrocious. I still don't know what to believe with the Braves. They're so unpredictable, like today blowing a 10-4 lead, and the Dodgers just scored two runs, so I guarantee you they're gonna find a way to beat the Mets today when they were up 4-0, and I got the Mets at plus 121. You could smell it coming. My health is deteriorating by the minute.
Was it Otani? Did Otani
He started the rally, got on base, he scored. I think it was Smith that drove him in. I could be wrong, but it's a bad scene. It's 4-2. I'm a wreck. Only one out. They still got runners on the corners. They're not done here. It'll be 4-4 by the time I burp.
And we also, of course, will give you the best over and under teams in baseball so far this year coming into today. The best over teams, the Cubs. The A's, who already have another over today, you can put 36 in that column because they're well over the total. The Dodgers, the Cardinals, the Mariners, and the Marlins. The best under teams, the Rangers have the most unders. Look at that, 41 games under already. Mets, Royals, Twins, Rays, and the Pirates, all the under teams so far this year.
I guess I'm surprised at the Rays, the way they've been winning. But then again, they got guys like Rasmussen that don't give up any runs. So I think it's kind of two-sided. You could look at it one way, like they don't win. You could look at it another way, they don't give up runs. They're a pitching staff. So, I mean, I know why the Pirates stink. They don't win. They don't score runs. Yeah. So it's a combo meal for them. And, you know, the Royals, they brought this kid up, but they were two games over 500 when they brought him up. So they're not that bad. And I don't see how. Well, I guess, you know, the Mets pitching is the reason they're having all these unders, because they've had all this great pitching. And the Yankees, how are they not on that list the way they pitch?
Well, the Yankees, yeah, they score a lot of runs. So they've had a lot of games this year with where they've busted out the stick. Now, they've gone
quiet. So why aren't they on the over list?
They're in the middle. You know, there's only 5-10, so you still got a lot of teams in the middle.
Malcolm in the middle.
Malcolm in the middle. There's a lot of teams that would be in that area. All right. 9-1 Blue Jays going to the bottom of the seventh. 12-1 A's. 3-1 Mariners after a two-run shot from Cal Raleigh.
Whoa.
In the bottom of the fifth inning. His league-leading 24th homer of the season. Giants have a 3-2 lead on the Padres, and you already mentioned that the Mets have a 4-2 lead. 4-3. Dodgers score
4-3.
Another run.
They got
run
out of the inning, but they blew their 4-0 lead. So it's 4-3.
And meanwhile, a quick update from Canada, where the guys in the afternoon wave have completely gone off. I told you all those guys were 5-under at the start of the show. I mean, this Olsson's 9-under, Del Solar 8-under, Cam Champ 7-under. Looks like some playable conditions in the
Danny
afternoon.
Danny
Willett even around at 6-under. Jake Afternoon Knapp is in there too. So. Lots of guys on a heater right now at the Canadian Open in the afternoon wave. So we'll keep our eyes on that as well. We'll come back and I'll give you tonight's slate, where we do have 5 games for us tonight. I've got some homers, really looking to get things cooking tonight. I like the board here this evening. Hopefully we can get some some long balls, including I think I got a pair in Washington. I think the Cubs and the Nats, we can get some runs, Scotty.
So the Bombers are in the boogie down again, game three against the Guardians. They've split the first two. That'll be interesting.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's look at these remaining games tonight under the lights around the show.
By the way, the game is flipped in Seattle now. After the Raleigh homer to give him a 3-1 lead, the Orioles get a 2-run homer from Adley Rutschman to tie it at 3, and then a Gunnar Henderson homer right after that.
Whoa.
4-3 Orioles in the top of the sixth inning as they touch Brian Wu up for back-to-back homers. All right, tonight, Astros and the Pirates finish off their series at PNC. Framber Valdez and Mitch, don't call me Helen Keller, minus 150 for the Astros, plus $1.25 for the Pirates, and a 7.5.
You know, I want desperately to take the Pirates, but Helen Keller sucks so bad I can't do it. Give me Valdez and the Astros at -142. I got to do it based on this guy's 1-7. He's the Black Cloud Diner.
He really is horrible.
He's bad luck.
Keller is horrible. You mentioned the Yankees and the Guardians. They will finish off their series, the rubber match. Slade Ciccone and Max Fried going tonight. Yankees a big number, minus 275, plus 225 for the Guardians, and an 8.5.
I'm run lining the Yankees at -130. I'll pay it to lay it. That's it. I'm not betting on this guy. He's a bum. And Free Chicken is going to mow them down. That'll be that.
Cubbies and the Nationals again in D.C. tonight. Jake Irvin goes for Washington. Now, Drew Pomeranz is the opener for the Cubs. He'll only go an inning. And then that Colin Ray is going to come in for the bulk work after. So it's his day to
diarrhea.
Start. Pomeranz will open, and then Rea will come in after. Minus 150 for the Cubs, plus $1.25 for the Nats, and a 9.5.
Yeah, I got Irvin at plus $1.27. And, I mean, is this guy not good enough? 5-1 with a 390 ERA. I'm going Irvin and the Nats again. They're going to upset the Cubs. I don't care who's pitching.
Rangers and the Rays again at Steinbrenner in Tampa. We'll get Jack Leiter for Texas tonight. Ryan Pepiot goes for the Rays. They're minus 145. We told you they've been red hot. Plus $1.20 for the Rangers and an 8.5.
I mean, I'm going sweep here. Ray Steinbrenner, that's that.
Mm. Sweep. And finally, second game of a doubleheader in St. Louis. Royals and the Cardinals, Cole Reagans and Matthew Liberatore, couple lefties tonight. Minus 120 for the Redbirds, even money for the Royals, and a 7.5.
Well, so we're clear here. Game one, right? 6-5
Cards,
and 10.
Cards
win both games in a double dip with Libertore.
Wow. How about that? Going both games in the doubleheader with the Cardinals today. All right. How about some long balls for us here? We got to pick things up. It's been a little bit of a cold week. We want to get things cooking tonight. We got some hot weather in a lot of places, so hopefully the ball can fly. I actually had a pretty good afternoon with a few guys, so maybe we can get that going into the night slate. I'm going to start in the Bronx. I'm going after this Slade Ciccone. He stinks. I know Judge, you know, Judge is like 175. We're not going to play him, but I'll go with a little Jazz here tonight. Plus 350 for Jazz Chisholm against Slade Ciccone. Gives up plenty of bombs. Next, Nats and the Cubs in D.C. I'm double dipping here. Little Wood Doctor for the Nationals at plus 350. And then I'll take PCA against Irvin at plus 360.
Pete
so
Crow.
A double dip. Pete Crow and the Wood Doctor down there. Next, back to Tampa. Brandon Lau's been hot. I mean, we played one of your homers before. He's had a bunch in the last couple of weeks. I'm staying with it. Plus 420 for Lau tonight down at Steinbrenner Field. And finally, the number was just a little too big for me on this one. I saw Bobby Witt Jr. at 520. I know Libertore's good. He hasn't allowed a lot of homers this year. I'm going to take a shot because of the price. Plus 520 with Bobby Witt Jr. tonight. Jazz, Wood Doctor, PCA, Lau, and Witt Jr. Homers on a Thursday night for us.
And Caglia known if they put him in, he'll hit his first home run, but they'll still lose.
Now, I don't know if they have the lineup up yet. They do not. I'm going to guess, and this is just me guessing, that he doesn't play because of the lefty. That would be my guess with Libertore going. He played the first game, had the RBI double. But we'll see. They don't have the lineup in there yet. So maybe he will get a shot against the tough lefty. So there you go. Baseball tonight for us around the major leagues. Lots of football news for you too today, Sky. Obviously, we've already done the biggest football news of the day, which is that Aaron Rodgers is going to be going to the Steelers. We did that earlier in the first hour. I'm sure you're going to do more of it with Adam coming up here in a few minutes. So Rodgers to the Steelers. There it is. Look at that. The breaking news board for us.
Spew news.
He'll
Spew
sign
news.
That deal tomorrow ahead of minicamp.
Well, I mean, let's go. I mean, it is what it is. It took forever. It's been the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. In fact, it's been laughable. This guy dragging this thing out, and whoever's
painful.
Involved in it should be ashamed of themselves. From his end, their end, everybody's end, it's just been a rear end, okay? So now he's going to sign and play for the Steelers, so whatever. Like, I mean, everybody still has to go to their jobs and work and bust their ass for their families no matter what he does. I'm sick of hearing this guy. I'm sick of listening to him and everything else. Let's see what he's made of. I think he's shot, but... I'll give him this, even him shot. Like, this is to me, there's no difference between, it's so funny because he was so jealous of Brett Favre. This is Brett Favre point two. I mean, Brett Favre to the Jets, Brett Favre to the Vikings. That's what this is. Rodgers to the Jets, Rodgers to the Steelers. It's no different at all. One guy's from Northern California, the other guy's from Mississippi. Nobody gives a rat's ass. They're both washed when it happened, and nothing's going to come of it.
I did see, of course, now that means Aaron Rodgers will play the Jets in week one.
And the Packers.
Because the Steelers are at MetLife. And he'll play the Packers this year, which he did not do with the Jets. He did not get to play the Packers, so that'll be his first time playing them. That line moved from 2.5 to 3 now. Steelers minus 3 at MetLife opening game against the Jets, Jets, and Justin
I've
Fields.
I've already been invited to that game. I've been invited to go to that dome.
Oh, you gotta go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I see that Terry McLaurin is upset in D.C. and kind of shaking the cage a little.
He is upset. He's going into the final year of his contract, and he's upset with the progress, or shall we say the lack of progress, on a new deal. I would say, Scotty, that even before they were good this year, he was their most productive player.
Best
and he
player.
Was very good for them on their run to the NFC Championship game. So I guess I'll ask you, why haven't we paid this guy yet if we're Washington?
They were too busy inviting every guy in the NFL to play for him in the offseason to worry about their best player. There's no denying what Daniels does. But without McLaurin, I think he's relatively naked. I do. I think that is the combination that has to be. That's like not paying Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, this is the same thing. He is a stud. That's all there is to it. Give him his money. Stop playing games. And remember, they have this filthy rich owner now, and he's not the same owner as Snyder, who everyone hated. They actually like this guy, Harris. So just give him the money and stop playing games. He's your best player with Daniels. They are meant for each other. Stop effing around with us and just give him his money. You lose. You know, this is real simple to me. You're going to F this up over this?
I agree with you. I don't see any reason why they should continue this on. Give the guy what he wants and move along. Here's another guy who just always gets hurt. I mean, it never ends for this Anthony Richardson, the Colts quarterback. Dealing with a shoulder injury, he's not going to participate in minicamp next week. Now, this guy has been in the league 2 years, and he has missed a lot of games.
He's a cripple.
And that's gonna open the door for you-know-who, Scotty, your boy, Daniel Jones, to get all the gas in Indianapolis.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah, Danny Dimes. Always
Kent
hurt.
Sterling's always gonna hurt. Get the call as the backup.
Yeah, good old Kent. Give Kent a ring. Get him in there. Look, that's... You don't play.
I'm sick of hearing about this guy being this great athlete. Okay, let me tell you something. Bo Jackson was a great athlete. And at the beginning of his career, he didn't have any of these problems at all. At the end of his career, his hip was shot, right? But at the beginning of his career, this guy is so overrated, it's not even funny. He's crippled. He's like 20 years old, he's crippled. So his future is bleak as far as I'm concerned. First of all, no one wants to talk about how bad he sucked as a quarterback. He really did. And then he started getting in, like he was bad when he was not injured. And then he now is like combo mealed it bad and injured. So you know what that is? I want nothing to do with it. He doesn't matter right now. They got to move on from worrying about him. Let him get healthy because now he's the backup to Danny Dimes. And that's all there is to it. Everyone always says, he's such an incredible athlete. You know what? Calm down. Like, incredible athletes to me aren't injured 9-10 months a year. I mean, like, incredible athletes go out and make money and perform. This guy never plays. He's always injured. He's candy ass, if you ask me. To be honest, like, he never plays. So I don't want to hear about how great he is. Great at what? Drinking Gatorade? Sitting on a bench? I don't, you know, whatever. Like, I'm bored with it. I'm sick of hearing about Anthony Richardson. He sucks. Honestly, he's a bust.
And now I'll get into what I'm sick of hearing about because I've had enough of this already. This has got to be the third or fourth time we've done this in the last 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
I have now officially put the Kyle Pitts trade rumor story on the back burner. I will not talk about this again until he actually gets traded. I don't want to hear about Kyle Pitts. You just said it. You talk about guys who don't matter. I mean, Kyle Pitts is like right at the top of that list, guys who don't matter.
Without a doubt, and he's in the news every day like he matters, which is laughable. He is never not being talked about being traded. Like, it's painfully obvious at this point they can't stand him. Get rid of him already. What are you waiting for, the second coming?
The Ravens give wide receiver Rashad Bateman a 3-year, $36.75 million extension. Well, we don't like anybody who plays for the Ravens. We don't like anybody who plays for the Ravens, so that's how it goes for them.
That's sad.
We still have some other things in football that we've held for the last few days, and there's a good chance that we're going to hold them again for a complete blowout Friday NFL special. There's a good chance that we'll just hold all this stuff for a Friday blowout.
Are you serious?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Adam Kaplan is our NFL insider on SportsGrid, across the board, on all the shows, and on Coast to Coast in particular. You catch him every week right here. You can follow him on X at Kaplan NFL. He's covered the league for almost 30 years, and he's the best at it. And we've been together 6 long, friendly years of violence in the NFL pain day style. And you catch him here in the afternoons, and we're going to get right to it. I got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. I got a feeling there is no chance they're going to the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. I'm just kidding.
Scott, I could, first of all, let me put this out right now, because I've been looking at the odds, the divisional odds on the books. The Steelers are still plus 600 to win your AFC North. They're still, Scott, when you, and we'll get more, we'll break this down later, but when you really look at their situation, Scott, they're still not expected to have over 8.5 wins. They're still not expected to have a winning record. Now, I know things could change for the next 24 hours. I get that. But everyone expected Aaron Rodgers to sign with him. He's going to sign with him. And he's going to help them. They're going to be better. Now, let's kind of look at how they could be better. You know, Russell Wilson, you and I talked off of the air. You and I kind of see Russell Wilson the same way. He did well for a while, then he completely fizzled. And they should have benched him, and as Arthur Smith wanted to do. But Russ was not benched. He finished the season out, and it didn't work out for them. They still have not won a playoff game since 2017. So they bring in Aaron Rodgers, right, at 41 and a half years old. Rodgers showed tremendous toughness. He played through 2 injuries last season. I'm told a moderate hamstring strain and a knee sprain at the same time. Did not miss any games. I know he didn't play great. He still had 28 passing touchdowns in a dreadful season overall for the Jets. But here's a guy who's been there and done that, okay? He wanted to play this season. Very clearly made it. He told people he needed a little downtime. He's been dealing with some kind of personal issue in his private life. He's playing, okay? He's told him that. He's going to be in. They have a three-day mandatory camp next week. He's going to be there. That's a good thing. But when you really look at it, he elevates this football team. They need more stability, at least for one season. They'll figure out down the line in future drafts what the quarterback position is going to look like. But the one big difference, Scott, between Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson is, Aaron Rodgers will make his offensive line better. How's he going to do that? He gets rid of the ball faster. Wilson runs around, scrambles around. It doesn't always get rid of the football.
You're dead right.
I know that this has been a problem with the teams he's been on, and now the Giants have to deal with it. But Aaron Rodgers, he may not move like he used to, but he's better than Russell Wilson at this point, and that's the bottom line, and he's going to help them. Now, are they going to be a playoff team? Highly unlikely. Could they have more than 8.5 wins, go over the total? Yes. But it's not a lot. They're not making the playoffs, Scott. They're just not. They're not going to be good enough. Their defense will be very good. I've said some positivity about Aaron Rodgers, but, Scott, physically, I just wonder, based on what I know from
the
last year,
with that ass quarterback room last year. I thought Fields was way better than Wilson, and Wilson went 500. lost every game in December. He was pathetic, but they won 10 games.
Yep.
They never won from December on. They had 10 wins before December. How is it that this guy, Tomlin, always, that they always end up going to the playoffs and losing? But saying to me that they're winning under 8 games is insanity. And saying they don't have a shot at the playoffs, to me, as a wild card, is insanity. All this guy Tomlin does is win, and now he's got a guy that gets rid of the rock. They got talent. They got Metcalf. They got running backs. They got a great defense, and now all of a sudden they suck.
I'll say this. The 8.5 win total, the over's plus 100. I do like them to win 9 games. The under's minus 120. These numbers I love. To be the third place finisher in the AFC North, the Steelers are minus 135. To me, that's exactly where they're going to finish. Okay, they're going to be better than Cleveland. Cleveland's a nightmare quarterback. You know, they've got 4 quarterbacks, but they don't know who their starter is. That's a disaster. We know the Ravens are going to finish in first. That's a lock. We know number 2. We know that the Bengals are going to be right there. They'll finish in second. Your Steelers are going to finish in third. That's why they're minus 135. But they're not a playoff team to me. The Chargers, that's my team. I missed on them last season. I've learned better. We'll talk more about them in the second segment. You can't discount them. Denver came out of nowhere last year, became a playoff team. Denver's got a better team right now than the Steelers. But you're right that Tomlin somehow gets there and they don't win. It's going to be harder this year, Scott. The AFC is pretty strong. It's a little bit stronger than you think. Rodgers gives a better chance than Russell Wilson did. But I don't know if they're any better. Yeah, they got DK Metcalf instead of Arthur Smith, who's got to do a better job of scheming and designing. They don't have Najee Harris. The run game's going to look a little different this season. Cornerback position is sort of a challenge there. They're an above-average team, but to me, Scott, again, are they
one? I won't argue with you, but I spent a lot of money on those tickets. I just need them to be decent. And listen, I think, I get it with Joey Smoke, whatever they call him, in Cincinnati. He's got so many nicknames, Joey Silk, all this other stuff. I think he's got 2 great receivers. I don't deny what they're capable of with him at quarterback and 2 great receivers, but I think the rest of their team is ass. I still think it's the Ravens and Steelers.
Well, let's when you look at the conference though, Scott, Texans, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Denver, Cincinnati. Okay, Cincinnati, by the way, did not make the playoffs last season, Scott. They somehow kept their offense together. Let's be honest about it. Higgins returning was a big surprise, but they have not taken care of the Trey Henderson situation. They had a defense at times that was not competitive, but their offense is fantastic. And that's not to say someone couldn't come out of nowhere of the bottom feeders and be a playoff team, but Cincinnati is going to make the playoffs. They can outscore teams. The question for the Steelers is, can Aaron Rodgers last physically at 41.5? He turns 42 in December. I give him credit for playing 17 games somehow on multiple injuries. But, man, he was laboring badly last season, Scott. That does worry me.
All right. I can't take any more of this torture. You're giving me torture. Let's just move on. All the negativity. It's just a Debbie Downerville. All right, so the Niners, they got their hands on Bryce Huff.
Yeah, I love this trade for the Niners. So it didn't work out for the Eagles. 3 years, $51 million. $34 million fully guaranteed at signing. The Eagles missed on him. Not only did they pay him $17.25 million last year, but they're going to pay him over $9 million of his $16.75 million salary this season. So they're into him for over $26 million of the $34 million that's due over 2 seasons. But you know what? It didn't work out. They're getting a fifth-round pick that could be a fourth, depending on how he performs. And by the way, Eagles have a ton of draft picks. They could have as many as, I think, 13 next year, which is ridiculous.
13 but the bottom, is crazy.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, it is crazy. But the Niners, Bryce Huff, it may not have worked out for Philly, but Bryce Huff is a great fit for this front that they play. They play a 43 front with that wide nine where the ends get upfield. And that's where Bryce Huff was phenomenal as the best sub-package rusher in the National Football League under Robert Saleh 2 years ago as the Jets head coach. He's now reunited with him. I love this fit for the Niners. And Scott, the Niners have next to no depth at edge. This is a good move for them. I love this. This helps them. And don't forget they drafted Mikael Williams, the edge rusher out of Georgia. I like this. And by the way, the odds makers, and we'll talk about them later, they still think the Niners are going to win the NFC West by a very small margin.
Do you believe that?
No. See, my upset special, which I told you weeks ago, it's my upset special for the NFC, is for the Seahawks to shock the world and win the NFC West.
I know that. So you're not buying. So you would buy the under for the Niners at -130 under the 10.5?
I think they're around 10, Scott. I think that division is tight. The Rams are going to be there. Seahawks are improved. There's no question about it. And the Cardinals, you know, are feisty. They're tough. Yep.
When we come back, we'll talk about the coaches around the league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Adam, don't you believe that, before we get into the coaches, that the kid Will Howard will benefit, even if Aaron Rodgers never says one word to him the entire season, and that the kid can just watch him and just stare at him and learn from him, even without communicating? I don't know if Aaron's cool enough to talk to the kid. We saw him do it in New York. He was actually approachable. He wasn't a jerk. So I think that kid Howard can benefit the most from this. I don't think Rudolph needs lessons. He'll be the backup, and the kid Howard can actually learn something. And then down the road, if they coach him right, he could actually turn into something. The time is not now for Will Howard, but it is learning time. It's time to go to school.
All right, a couple things on Aaron Rodgers. So 2 years ago, before Zach Wilson was traded, so speaking to the Jets about him, Rodgers would tell Wilson, hey, come over here. I want you to see what we're doing here. And it was really great. I mean, he was good with that, with the young kid, and he'd say, hey, watch how I do this. And you know what? That's all you can ask for a veteran quarterback, that he handled himself well. That's not been the problem with Rodgers. He actually did a good job of mentoring. In the end, the Jets didn't get what they thought they could get out of Rodgers for a number of reasons. Aaron's health and obviously the torn Achilles, let's not forget about that. And what they had around on the offensive line now, they've actually addressed it. But the bottom line is, going back to your Steelers, Will Howard is a guy that, quite frankly, most people thought would go higher than the sixth round. So they got a pretty good value there. I know they're pretty excited about it. And you bring him along slowly. He's going to be the third string quarterback. Mason Rudolph is unquestionably the number two, 2 years, $7 million. So that's a good spot for Mason Rudolph. They were never, they knew it. Look, Scott, the reality is, if they didn't get Rodgers, they were going to get into the veteran quarterback race in terms of trading for one. They weren't going with Mason Rudolph as their starter. I don't know what they told the media. That wasn't going to happen, because you got no chance. Mason Rudolph is a guy, he's a typical backup. He could get you out of a tough spot for four, maybe six games, but he's not a full season starter, no matter what.
Remember when he played the three games and got him in the playoffs? Oh, that's who he is. That's who he is. Anything past that is failure. All right, so let's talk about coach of the year, believe it or not. Yeah. You're already laying the table out for the coach of the year. Nice.
Yeah, so we've done just about every award, but we never did the AP NFL coach of the year out. So understand a couple things here, Scott. This is a regular season award. It typically goes to the head coach, where the team is way better than you thought. It's rare that you get, like, Andy Reid, by the way. Okay, Andy Reid, Scott, he's won it before, but he hasn't won it since 2002, and he was with the Eagles then, early in his career with the Eagles. Because they're so good every year, how could he be better than the expectations? Whereas when you look at a guy, like, my favorite this year is Jim Harbaugh. Okay, they were better than expected last year.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me if they won the AFC West. I know the Chiefs for years have owned the Chargers. I get that. But that was not with Harbaugh. Harbaugh now, you get him in there for second season. By the way, he's plus 1,000. He's plus 1,000 to win this award. I love those odds. He won it, by the way, with the Niners in 2011. You know how they made that Super Bowl run under Kaepernick. The guy wins everywhere he's been, whether it's University of San Diego, Stanford, the Niners, Michigan. He's a turnaround program head coach. He's brilliant. I know some people think he's got a short shelf life because he drives people crazy. The guy's a brilliant head coach. That, to me, that plus 1,000 is a great one. Yeah. Ben Johnson, by the way, he's got the shortest odds at plus 650. Mike Vrabel, now this is interesting. Mike Vrabel's only plus 750. Well, look, the Patriots have been terrible for a number of years. So you're looking at it. Now, he did win it just 4 years ago with the Titans in 2021. They're only plus 750 with the Patriots. Now, because the expectation is with Drake May and better coaching, they could be a 7 or 8 win team. They have a very favorable schedule, by the way.
Sleeper.
But what's that?
Sleeper.
Yeah, he's a sleeper, but he's plus 750. Mike McDonald is my guy at plus 2,000. Again, I'm going out on a limb there for them to win the NFC West. So there are a lot of good ones, but it is really hard, Scott. If you go over a number of years, Don Shula, all time, won it the most. Three with the Colts, one with the Dolphins. Belichick won it three times. Chuck Knox. You and I watched Chuck Knox, ground Chuck.
Yep.
Rams, yep. Bills, and people forget with that crew there with the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
And Kurt Warner, the running back. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Now, Sean Payton's at 1,500. Dan Campbell, 2,000. Your boy McDonald's right there. You've got him winning the NFC West, so that he's got a shot. If he gets them into the playoffs and they win that division, believe me, he'll be in the running.
Yeah.
McVay is always considered, right, as one of the best coaches. Is he not still a genius?
He is fantastic. Now, he came out of nowhere in 2017 in his second year. Remember, Jeff Fisher was fired. And actually, I think it might have been his first year because Fisher was there. Yeah, in fact, Fisher was there for Jared Goff. Then he was let go. So, yeah, Sean is phenomenal. And you know what's amazing about him? And he's been very public about it. And he almost quit coaching and going to television to work for Amazon or any network would want him. I talked to coaches who talked to him who was other teams who wanted to leave the teams that were with and coach for him. And he said, listen, I might leave, so you might as well get another job. And then he reconsidered and stayed. And the guy's incredible. There's no question about it. And also, you know, here's another thing. Dan Quinn and the Commanders, they're plus 2,200. I know there's some contractual issues with their players. They'll get these always get worked out. I don't worry about that. Now, obviously, they're not sneaking up on anybody. He's plus 2,200. But he didn't win it last year. You probably could have said he should have won it. And then
what about O'Connell at 4,000? My God, if McCarthy works out, weren't they great last year and he didn't even play?
I know. And by the way, I know Kevin O'Connell, by the way, won it last year in 2024. He's plus 4,000. And how about Kevin Stefanski? Most people don't know this. He's won it twice in 20 and 23 at plus 5,000. Listen, he's a miracle worker, but they're not getting there this year. It's just not going to happen.
Why is McDermott 5,000? Why is he 5,000? Because it's too easy?
Scott, they're good every year on Sean. What could he possibly do? Remember, it's a regular season award, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they don't take the postseason into account, and that's the problem with it.
Phenomenal stuff today, Adam. Go have a tea.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to
play. Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
There is certainty in this. Everyone loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. Quickly with the baseball that's going on before I get there, 14-3, A's lead the Twins in the top of the eighth inning. So it looks like they're going to end that losing streak this afternoon. Orioles holding on to a 4-3 lead, top of the ninth in Seattle. Giants up 3-2 on the Padres, top of the eighth at Oracle. Mets have a 4-3 lead in the top of the sixth at Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers. They will try to get home. I did see the Royals put their lineup up, Scotty. We were mentioning Caglione earlier. He is in the lineup against Liberatore tonight. So he is out there, and I actually just went and looked. Plus 750 for him.
Whoa, can we get some love against the lefty with a jack? Of all trades, a big bomb.
That is a very juicy number for him tonight. Liberatore is good, but we might have to take a little shot with that. All right, more leftovers for you next. The French Open. How about Coco Gauff into the final, Scotty, against Sabalenka. That will be early Saturday morning, where she's going to be obviously dog. To Sabalenka in that. But congratulations to Coco Gauff, who beat Lois Boisson to reach that in the semis earlier this morning. Also, men's side, they will play the semis tomorrow morning, early. Alcatraz against this Musetti, who's a great clay player. And the cheater, Yannick Sinner, will play the Joker, Djokovic.
The cheater against the Joker.
Cheater against the Joker. Next, how about LIV Golf? Virginia tomorrow. We're teeing
off.
Where's
the Las Vegas golfer when you need him?
He was on. He had somewhere to be today, so we didn't get to do the full LIV preview. The LIV board always kind of looks the same. Bryson, Rahm, Neiman, Hatton, all these guys at the top. In terms of your favorites, really silly prices, of course, at this course in Virginia. Here's who I'm going to go with. For this weekend down there in Virginia. We'll
Patrick
start
Reed.
With Patton. I'm going to take him at 13-1.
I knew you'd have Patrick Reed on the board.
There he is. Cameron Smith at 26. He's been playing better. And Taylor Gooch has been playing better as well.
Gooch,
so I will take
mama.
A shot with him. We love Gooch. But Patrick Reed at 22, obviously a fan for us here.
I knew it.
On coast to coast. Lomachenko.
Loma.
Retiring from boxing at the age of 37, two-time Olympic gold medalist, of course, won plenty of belts. I don't believe that for a second. They always, you know this, and I know this, they always come back, Scotty. They always come back.
Like
he'll
Pacquiao
be back.
At 46. Pacquiao's fighting July 19th against Berrios. Manny Pacquiao will be fighting when he's 80.
The boxing's famed Kronk Gym, closed since 2006, will reopen in Detroit. Kronk Gym, getting back going there in Detroit, Rock City. Stuff of legends, that gym. The Kronk Gym is going to get things cooking there. So nice job.
Every
with that. So there
great
you go.
City should have a legendary boxing gym still open for the Rocky Balboas of the world. It's Frella finish time. The top five obesity states, now in order, West Virginia, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. I can tell you why Louisiana is top five in fat people. The Acme bar, that's it. Mr. B's and Acme, you go there to dinner, you will be fat in short order. Look at all these at West Virginia. What do you do in West Virginia? You eat and drink. What do you do in Arkansas? I have no idea, but you eat. And Mississippi, everyone's fat there. Alabama, like literally, unless you're in a sorority in Alabama, you're fat. All the sorority girls are skinny and smoking hot. Everyone else is fat. A 62-year-old youth basketball coach in Westchester, New York, charged with grievous sexual acts against a girl under the age of 13 years old. Can we get this guy out of coaching by any chance and get him into a supermax? Florida to execute the Casanova serial killer who claimed to have 70 victims in his path and was even linked to the O.J. Simpson case. They thought that Casanova did it at one point. Upstate New York teen accused of strangling a 14-year-old girlfriend and dumping the body in the river after she announced to him that she was pregnant. Front Office Sports Today is next, then GTD, then In-Game Live, then Sports Rage. There's a Game 1 special on Sports Grid Radio. You get it all. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 on Coast to Coast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.